The pledge to renovate the bridge was made 9 years ago, but beginning the project was repeatedly delayed, prompting some to wonder if it ever would begin. Now, after securing funding from numerous sources, the $10.5 million project is finally ready to get underway.
We are standing at the foot on the south side of the Rock Island Bridge, now known as the Clinton Park Bridge. It was renamed last week by the Little Rock City Board of Directors.
Clinton Foundation spokesman Jordan Johnson. The bridge will serve as the eastern end of the 14-mile river trail.
This will be a ramped pedestrian bridge, completely ADA compliant, and it will go from one side of the river to the other. And we're looking at the trusses here, and there will be, in essence, a bridge built inside the existing structure. So we're going to preserve the existing structure, but also build a footpath through it. That will level off at the lift span, and then we'll gradually go back down to the North Little Rock side.
The bridge was completed in 1899 as part of the Choctaw Railroad, which would be absorbed a few years later by the Rock Island. For 7 decades, the bridge was extremely busy and probably had millions of people pass through it over the years when the railroad ran passenger trains. But after several years in bankruptcy, the Rock Island was shut down in 1980. For me, growing up in North Little Rock, I remember being struck by the realization that trains were no longer rolling across. In 1989, as part of a high school research paper on the Rock Island, I wrote to Union Pacific, which ended up acquiring the bridge. It wrote back that because it had two other bridges in Little Rock, it would be tearing it down, with the lift span to be used on a bridge in Washington State. Worried that time was running out, that's when I started trespassing on the bridge to get a good look at it before it was gone. At that time, the area that is today the Clinton Presidential Center was essentially a large homeless camp. The old train station was boarded up, and the bridge was extensively vandalized, with wiring and machinery stripped out. Over the span of 5 years through the mid-90s, I regularly came out to the bridge, learning where there were internal ladders within the towers that I could use to climb up to the lift span and the machinery house at the top of the span. It was pretty scary because the railroad ties were torn out in spots, guardrails were broken, and you never know who you might run into on the bridge. But in 1995, there was a proposal for what was called the River Project, which eventually became the River Market. Part of the project included preserving the Rock Island Bridge. In 1995, I spoke with then-Little Rock Mayor Jim Daley here on KUAR about his efforts to keep Union Pacific from tearing it down.
Mayor Hayes from North Little Rock, myself, and County Judge Valines have scheduled a flight to Omaha in early August to meet with the executives of the railroad in order to be able to discuss that, because early conversation indicates that the only reason they're wanting to tear it down is because they're not using it, and therefore there's some liability exposure, and we're going to offer them some ways for us to take over that bridge.
Their efforts would be successful, with the city eventually taking possession of the bridge and it being incorporated into the library for President Clinton. Clinton Foundation spokesman Jordan Johnson says it is in surprisingly good shape.
They don't make bridges like this anymore, I don't think. This bridge, for over 2 decades of non-use, structurally has remained very sound. We've had numerous testing done on the bridge, structural engineering, testing even the little bolts, and it checked out just fine. It's going to be completely safe and can withstand the load that we're going to put into the bridge from the concrete and steel.
As work gets underway, North Little Rock officials are working to finalize what will be on that side of the bridge. Mayor Pat Hayes.
We're acquiring some property that's going to make the north end a whole lot better than perhaps it was originally envisioned. The opportunities for us to be able to do things on our side of the river are exceptional because of the fact that we have a lot of land around there that can be used for a variety of things that would be good for the city in moving its urban development forward. So it's a big step. It's a long time coming.
After today's groundbreaking, The real structural work is to begin in July, with officials hoping it can be completed and open to the public by this time next year. You can see photos I've taken over the years throughout the bridge at KUAR.org. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Heplin.